All right, the last couple of Wednesday nights, we have been looking at the way of wisdom. And the first message that I brought was on the fact that man by nature has no wisdom. He has no spiritual understanding or wisdom. And the second message was that this spiritual wisdom, the ability to know and understand the gospel and the purpose of God, the way of salvation, all of that has to come to us from God. And we looked at the verse in 1 Corinthians 1 where you have salvation depicted in a fourfold sense. But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. God gives us the wisdom to believe in regeneration. He gives us a spiritual nature. He awakens us, raises us from spiritual death, imparts to us spiritual life. And the first thing that someone who has been born from above, born of God, they exercise the Spirit gives them a knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the wisdom to apply it in repentance and faith. It's a miracle. It's the most amazing thing that can happen to anybody, anywhere, anytime. There is nothing more miraculous than when God brings somebody out of a state of complete darkness, deadness, ignorance, into light and life and grace, changing their life forever. It's the most wonderful thing that can happen to somebody when God gives you the wisdom to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that very moment, the very moment God gives you the ability to believe the gospel, the very righteousness of God, the righteousness of Christ, is charged to your account. It's imputed to you by faith. And the Spirit, He indwells you. He empowers you. He enlightens you. He enables you to know and apply the truth. And that's really what wisdom is all about. It's what sanctification is, where we are progressively becoming less like the world and more like Christ, being conformed to His image. Now, tonight, we're going to see how the way of wisdom is implemented in our lives on a day-by-day basis, and what are the characteristics of somebody who is practicing biblical wisdom? You know, wisdom, it's not some ethereal, mystical thing. It's basically knowing what's right according to the Word of God. That's the right knowledge. And then having the ability and the know-how to put that into practice. So there's a component of knowing and there's a component of growing when it comes to spiritual wisdom. You got to know certain things and then you got to put them into practice. And the way that happens is the Spirit of God takes up residence in God's elect at that very moment of regeneration and begins the work of changing us. Changing our purpose, our mind, our will on a day-by-day basis. It's a lifelong process that begins in the new birth and is carried on until we're glorified. And what it boils down to is the practical application of the truth of the Word of God. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of the Holy Scriptures, the authority of God's Word in our lives. This is the only thing that you have in your possession that has all the wisdom, all the treasures of wisdom stored up in one volume. There is nothing like it in all the world. No other book that you will ever read or have read even compares with what is found in the pages of Holy Writ. And as such, this book ought to guide your life. Now, people will say, well, I think there are other books that are just as important. You know what? Show me somebody whose life is dedicated to Christ, who is godly, who loves the Lord, who wants to do what's right, who wants to raise up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, who wants to be a witness for Christ. Show me somebody that's living for the Lord, and I guarantee you, this book, it has preeminence in their life. So a wise man is one who loves and obeys the truth of the Word of God. And believe me, there's going to be plenty of detractors in your quest to walk in the way of wisdom. They'll come from all corners of your life. There'll be people in your family that will say, you know what? You're fanatical. Something's wrong with you. You're always talking about the Bible. Listen. Don't worry about the detractors. Follow the example of the Lord Jesus, who said, I always do those things which please Him, the Father. Follow the example of the Apostle Paul, who said, I press toward the mark of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. There's always going to be people that will find fault with you, find fault with the Bible that you love and believe and you're trying to follow. But you're to live your life to please God and not men. Well, if you really want to get into wisdom, the entire book of Proverbs is full of characteristics of the wise man in whom God the Holy Spirit is working, leading, and sanctifying. When I was asked the question, give us some verses that'll help us in our quest for spiritual wisdom, I basically said, read the book of Proverbs. And get you a Strong's Concordance. Look up the word wise and wisdom. And begin to see where it's used in the Bible. How people practice wisdom. But here's a sampling, and we're not going to get through them all tonight. But again, you're going to notice that everything I'm going to say from here on is really just re-emphasizing the core statement I made tonight, that a wise man who walks in the way of wisdom is connected to the Word of God in such a way that his life can't be separated from it. Now, what would a wise man do? He would hear, hearken, and obey the instructions of the Word of God. Look over at Proverbs chapter 1. Now, if you're worried, we're not going through the whole book of Proverbs tonight. And I'm not going to even go through every chapter. But I do think these initial verses, these initial passages are noteworthy. Look how Proverbs starts out. Proverbs 1 verse 2. The purpose for the writing of the inspired record in Proverbs. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Now notice, look at how much is in this, in these initial verses in Proverbs regarding what a man of wisdom will do, how he gains this knowledge and instruction. He perceives words of understanding. He receives instruction that pertain to wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. You know what? Every leader should study the book of Proverbs. You want to know why the United States of America is in the mess that it's in? Because people who are in authority think they know more than God, that they have better ways than God, and they want to implement it through social engineering and this and that. It's hogwash. The wise men are dismayed and taken. They have rejected the word of the Lord. What wisdom is in them? That's why we're in a mess. You reject God's word, you reject the words of wisdom, and you are going to operate like a practical atheist. I'm convinced so many people say that they're Christians. Most of them are practical atheists. Especially politicians. They say, oh, we believe in God. You're lying. Oh, I believe in God. You're a liar. You don't show any wisdom by the decisions you make, the policies you implement, because you've rejected God. You've rejected His Word. That's what a practical atheist is. Now, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Again, same theme. You're a fool if you despise the teaching of the Bible. Doesn't matter how much worldly attainments and scholarship and intellect and ability you may have, you reject God's word, you're a fool that's going to die in your sins and spend eternity in the lake of fire. That's the ultimate act of foolishness. All right? A wise man will consistently search, cry for, hide in his heart, incline his ear unto wisdom. Look at chapter 2, verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words. Now, let me ask you, are you in a position tonight to receive God's word? Are you open? Is your mind, your will, your heart, are you open to the truth? Do you want to know what the word says, how you're to live? Will you receive it? See, there's a lot of people that just will not receive God's word. In fact, when you try to share it with them, they reject it. They rebel against it to their own hurt. So are you in a position tonight to receive His word? A wise man will receive the word of God. Notice what else. And hide my commandments with thee. Hide them. Hide them in your heart. Keep them in your mind. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Look at all these action words. Receive, hide, incline, and apply thine heart to understanding. You know, a big part of walking in the way of wisdom is making application of the truth that you've received. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding. This means that if you're going to walk in the way of wisdom, it's something you're going to pray about every day. Something you're going to seek after. Something that is important to you. So much so that you lift up your voice and your heart and say, Lord, I need your knowledge. I need your wisdom. I need grace to do this and to implement this in my life. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures. Wow. Do you come to the Word of God thinking that it's filled with hid treasures? I've said, what if somebody could write a book, a how-to book, the ultimate book on success? And, you know, I mean, people have made millions of dollars. Zig Ziglar and all these guys that are motivational speakers, they've made millions of dollars. How to? I'm going to tell you right here. If you start searching out this book, it's filled with treasures that are incomparable to anything else, and you make it your life's pursuit, God will fill you with wisdom and understanding. But I think it's so interesting. Do we really have that zeal of seeking after it? I mean, what if I told you for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, right out here in the front yard, a whole cache of diamonds, rubies, gold, and silver was dropped there in the 1860s. And I know for sure it's there. Man, wouldn't you really search after it? Dig down deep, keep on digging till you found it? Well, I'm going to tell you something. There's what's in the Word of God is more important than any price tag that the world may have. There's nothing more important. And your life, if you pursue the riches that are in this book, your life will be enriched far greater than these guys that have spent their life going after mammon. It's just not worth it to go after this world. But it is worth it to go after the Lord. It says, verse 5, thou shalt, if you search it like there's hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Hey, that's the essence of wisdom. The fear of the Lord, the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Everything you need. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. So a wise man understands God is the source of wisdom, and his word is the source of perfect spiritual knowledge that we are an instruction that we are to apply. So that's if you're going to walk in the way of wisdom, these things have to be in play. Now I'm not done with this yet. We'll get on next week. We prayed quite a while tonight, so I'm going to quit now with this passage in chapter 2. We'll get on to some other things that a man of wisdom does next week.